Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's pitching matchup, it's Skubal and George Kirby. It's brought to you by Old National Bank. Hey, we got a winner on those Red Wing tickets. Mike in Lake Orion, apologies in advance. You want a pair of tickets to see the Red Wings take on the Maple Leafs, Little Caesars Arena, Saturday night. For tickets and event info, visit DetroitRedWings.com. I kid, like, I don't think they're making the playoffs. That is a good game to go to. The yes. Maple Leafs games are spirited, and this team better show some kind of fight on Saturday. Enough of hockey. You can call if you want, but we do want to talk about the Tigers who have this big game tonight. And Stoney, the Lions, it shouldn't get lost. They're going to Arrowhead on Sunday.
Yes, and you know, look, Kansas City lost their last game. They've had a struggling season. I think this is a good time for them to get well, at least temporarily. And, you know, good news for the Lions, Xavier Worthy did not practice yesterday. There's stories I saw that he might not play. We'll see. Because if he does play, and I know we went through all the injuries last year and we survived. Against Mahomes, he's still a very good quarterback, if not a great quarterback. They're still really good. And, you know, when you don't have your two starting cornerbacks, and you can even argue that going into training camp, your top three, because Rakestraw was probably third at that point with maybe Robertson. You're starting, what, Robertson and the Trey Flowers we didn't know exactly existed, that one?
I mean, well, Rakia Sin, too.
Rakia Sin, too, Avante Maddox. I mean, they got guys
Although
who
Maddox
can play.
Is on the injury report. Look, it's a fair point to say.
That's why I don't think they're going to win the game.
Detroit's secondary is depleted. And Mahomes is throwing more vertical this season than he has in several seasons.
Correct.
So I think they're going to pop some plays. Like, they're going to show up. They're playing at home, backed against the wall. Stoney, Detroit's been there, done that. I don't think they're intimidated by Arrowhead.
No, not at all. It has nothing to do with that.
And I don't know that Kansas City, even if they're desperate, is stopping the run. That's been their big issue this season. They have struggled to stop the run, almost 5 yards a carry. That unlocks everything for Detroit. It unlocks playing keep away. It unlocks explosives. It gives Goff a great chance to settle in a hostile environment. And I think they're going to have that key to unlock all of it.
I hope you're right.
The other thing, too, and I know you got to be careful because it's when you play people. Philly went into Arrowhead and won this season, and I'm not exactly impressed with Philly. So why would I pick against Detroit?
Because they're going to lose a few games? I don't know, but to me, it's the secondary. I know Rocky Sin's a decent player. It's nothing against these guys. I just, with that quarterback, and if Worthy does play, Kelsey's still decent, if not good. He's just not all pro anymore. I think their offense is going to be really good. That's all.
No one's going to call you a bad fan if you pick the Chiefs. We want to know what you guys think. 248-539-9797.
A quick thing on this. Okay, one of the things we speculated before the season, and then we got all overreacted to Green Bay, but before the season, this show at least, Stoney, was saying there could be potential greatest show on turf type offense where it doesn't matter. who you play.
Exactly.
That's true.
So one of the things to beating the Chiefs last few years is getting a 30 because the Chiefs don't anymore.
Right.
Do you think this thing keeps rolling against them?
Yeah, dude. Like, I know they're going to lose a couple games. I have a hard time picking against Detroit at any point right now.
Because the offense has just been absolutely...
Well, we've talked about it. Like, they are in rarefied air. I mean, what they did in Baltimore a few weeks ago, are we forgetting about that?
No, but...
They were hurt.
Not after the game they were hurt because they played the Detroit Lions, baby, but they were not hurt going in. Yeah, not the way they are now.
But when you look... Looking back on Baltimore, though, we never thought that going into the season, let alone going into the game, but you look at what Baltimore has turned into... You know, maybe it's not as impressive as we thought it was at the time.
Yeah, but that's a tough one because, sure, they don't look good now, but that doesn't take away from who they were that night.
Oh, I know. I understand. But their defense all year, even before that, right. They gave up 40 to Buffalo, right?
Right, but what I'm telling you is Kansas City isn't the defense they've been either.
No, I know. Well, maybe a pissed off Chris Jones will show up.
He was loafing so bad
I know.
At the end of that game on Monday night.
I mean, they did play pretty well against Baltimore. Lamar played that game.
Yeah,
the Chiefs.
They sacked
defense.
Him 7 times.
Yeah.
I mean, if they get after Mahomes, okay, Mahomes, you want to throw down the field. You got to have time. Their offensive line is a concern. We haven't even brought that up today.
I wouldn't be stunned if the Lions win at all. I just think it's the NFL. Up-down theory somebody made up.
But don't the Lions feel like the outlier, like they break the rules?
Yeah.
Like there's the up-down theory would have been you beat Baltimore and you have a letdown spot against Cleveland. Well, then you beat Cleveland, and now if you're so good, you can let up against Cincinnati. They win the game by double digits anyway.
Yeah, but depends who the opponent is, too. You're talking an equally good opponent for the up-down theory.
Yeah, but Stoney, the thing is, when we say they have that look or they're up-down proof, it's referring to like some of those dominant 49er teams back in the day where they were covering machines.
Right.
Or the Patriots. At times, this Lions team looks like that. I don't see the consistency there yet.
No.
Because it seems like just when you think they're getting there, like Dallas last year, something happens.
Yeah, and they haven't been, aside for a few games, they haven't been running the ball as well as they did last year, the Lions.
I think it's on the table. I'll throw it out there that Montgomery should be starting over Gibbs to go back to what was, because Gibbs has struggled early in games running the football.
Okay, but I want, just so we're clear on this, I don't really care who the first running back to take is. When you say starting, you're saying he should get the workload.
No. I'm saying it's the setting of the tone of the game. It's almost like, I'm going to be a little old here, but remember Buddha, James Edwards with the Pistons?
Yes.
How important he used to be in the first quarter for them to set the tone, get it down in the paint, respect it, and then they would open up everything.
But, Gov, I thought the reason the Lions lost to the Guardians is because they started Montgomery early in the game. That's what some fans
think. When did the Lions play the Guardians?
Commanders. I meant the Commanders.
It's okay. I knew what you meant.
Jeez.
We all do it, Stoney.
Did you do coke last night?
Or no.
Sorry.
No, I didn't.
You weren't the first person to think of that. Ticketext has asked that question today.
That's why I brought it up.
Anyway, no. Stoney is sober. He's hanging out with us. It's a Friday. We want to know from you guys. You can weigh in on this Lions game.
I did do a gummy.
Oh, good for you. Hey. Good for you. Lions, Chiefs. Who should be favored? Who should win this football game? We can get into that. Of course, you can call about the Tigers. It's a big game tonight. It's an elimination spot. It's Scooble on the mound. Have they flipped the switch to where you now feel optimistic, as torturous as this year has been? You're optimistic going into tonight, or you're not? Let us know. The overarching question about guaranteeing one win this weekend, you can, well, if the universe let you pick one win for sure, which one would you pick? And the total number of wins for the weekend. All of that's on the table. Let's get to Greg in Detroit. Greg, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Great show, as always. If great question about if I had to pick one, which one would I pick? Now, here's the thing about the NFL. I'm sure you guys noticed this. There's a great changing of the guard mentality that's happening in the NFL. And I think for the last 2 years, the Lions have been leading that charge. And the fact that they're playing Kansas City, and if they was playing anybody else, I wouldn't admire him so much, but because there's a changing of the guard, there's a changing of the mentality, and the Lions need to go in there and soundly beat the Chiefs. However, the Tigers are playing for that next series, and we did not do nothing just to win a series. Because if we come in and we beat today and we go play to Toronto, that would make us better than what we was last year. And to me, that's the overall objective. And that's where I have the problem with management, because we did not do nothing to win a series, but we should do something to win the World Series. And we would just be winning a series, so we really haven't done anything. But the changing of the guard that's happening in the NFL, and it's imperative to me that the Lions beat the Chiefs, because we're making a broad statement. We're the leaders of the changing of the guard. And so that's why it makes this question so difficult. But if I had to pick, I would want the Tigers to win tonight to get to the next level. And so we can say, okay, we are progressing.
Right, because a win tonight for the Tigers, you make the ALCS.
Yeah.
Officially progress from last year.
Right.
And it might have been in spite of Scott Harris's deadline. I would certainly argue that. But it would be progress.
Right. To me, 2-2, winner go on. I mean, come on. How can you not watch that?
You want
that more.
You should.
If the Lions lose to Kansas City, what's it mean?
In the grand scheme of things, nothing. And I hate to take the meaning out of a fun Sunday night game. Like, I want the Lions to win.
Yes.
If they lose, what does that mean? It means Kansas City avoids a disastrous start.
Right.
It means Detroit is still the number one team in the North, right?
Correct. And right now, because the NFL, one thing he's correct on is the NFL changes power structure, it seems, every week, the way this year has gone. I mean, these, you know, outlets, and you do the power surge too. So I guess you guys are in with that too. The ratings seem to, you know, the rankings change drastically more so this year than any I remember from week to week.
Yeah, this week it was almost unanimous. The Lions are the best team of football.
Yeah.
Now, how do they handle success? I think pretty well.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. But we'll hear from you guys. 248-539-9797. We'll get a ton of phone calls in the mix on this. Everybody's playing. It's the busiest time. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's Heather. Here with some big news. America's best 5G network wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plan with My Plan. And they let everyone get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply for promotional offers.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's a free-for-all Friday. We got Stoney in for John, and it's just we got to talk about everything. So if you want to talk Lions, great. You want to talk Tigers? Awesome. You want to talk Red Wings? Okay.
They're not awesome, but...
I'll play along. Sure. Fine. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Jerry in Canton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's good.
Up? Hey, listen. I'm going to the game, but I can tell you this. They're going to win this game because they can outscore them. Plus, their defense... their linebackers will take care of the tight end there. The only weakness is their corner, but I have kind of some faith in that front line getting some pressure. And I think you have those nine-minute drives like you did in Baltimore and keep him on the bench. I think Detroit's going to beat them by 10 or 15 points.
Wow, I hope you're right. Have a great time. You have a good place to have some barbecue?
Yep. Going to go in tomorrow, going to actually go do this stadium tour tomorrow, and then go to the game on Sunday.
Nice. Have a great time.
Jerry, you said how many points are they going to win by?
I'll take 15.
A little double-digit action. Enjoy the game. That'll be a fun time Saturday or Sunday night.
Oh, absolutely. National TV, the whole deal. Sea of Red or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm. Did Stoney stop at a dispensary on the way in? Lions are going to roll the Chiefs. It's hunting season. Sonic and Knuckles combined for 3 touchdowns.
I hope you're right.
Got to keep Mahomes off the field. Detroit's run game will win it. That's signed Tony. Front 7 in our run game is pivotal. Control the clock. Get a couple timely sacks without having to blitz. Then you can drop more and help in coverage.
Well, with Lee McNeil probably coming back.
Huge.
You might see a lot of inside pressure.
Typical up down theory in the NFL, but I don't see the Chiefs losing 2 in a row and starting 2-4. This is a must win spot for the Chiefs. I think they show up. I'm with Stoney. Kansas City has 2 crappy wins. How can people not see how average they are? Okay. Accept things for what they are. The Lions will dominate and crush Kansas City.
Okay. So who are Kansas City's wins against?
Baltimore.
Okay.
And who's the other win?
I don't remember. Was it one of the? They lost to the Chargers. I know that, right?
Yes. Who's their other win against? Why can't I think of their other win? They just lost to Jacksonville.
Kansas City. I don't know.
This is not great radio.
No, I know.
They have 2 wins. Let's get to Roy on a cell. Roy, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a 4-sport fan, laser-focused on the Tigers. I've been starving for a World Series championship since my senior year in high school. I think that... they've caught some sort of a spark in these playoffs. I think it started when they eliminated the Guardians. And I think that Scooble is going to go into this game knowing that he has to dominate like a Verlander or a Morris back in the day, but also can get that spark knowing that Wenzel Perez or Javi or someone's going to hit that something that's going to get us around, and it's not going to be a 1-0 game. I really, really think the Tigers have this, and I told my brother from the very first series when we lost to the Dodgers, wouldn't it be amazing if we got back to the World Series and played the Dodgers and got to see Shohei do the Babe Ruth thing and then take the title? That would be amazing. That's what I've been looking for since we lost 3 in a row to start the season.
Look, it would be wonderful if they could do that. That'd be a great story. The bookends, the season begins and ends in Hollywood. Who knows? It's baseball. It's baseball.
You know, it's the thing. Like, I think they're going to win today. Emphasis on think.
I have no idea.
The Tigers have made it so hard on themselves with the way that they struggle at the plate. And they've made it hard on their fans, too, the same way. But I feel good about Scooble. And I was I understand they've lost the Skubal starts. It's not a guarantee. I still feel good with Skubal on the mound.
Right.
If I can get any offense, which is what it always comes down to, and I'm getting Karp with a couple at-bats in a favorable matchup, one swing of the bat, that may be enough to flip it.
Right. But if you're Seattle, you're not intimidated by Skubal, though, because you have that history.
No, they're not afraid.
And Kirby's pretty good. He's not as good as Skubal. Nobody's saying that, but they're still pretty good. By the way, the Chiefs' other win was the Giants.
Oh, on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So do you guys...
The suddenly surging Giants.
Yeah.
The common theme today to people saying the Lions win over the Tigers win is they don't think the Tigers have a chance to win the World Series.
Correct.
Do you guys think there's like no chance?
It'd be unfair to say. It'd be like hot takey to say they have no chance.
No, they have a chance. They absolutely have a chance, especially, let's say, hypothetically, that the Dodgers lose to either Milwaukee or Chicago and the Tigers beat the Blue Jays. I don't think they would, but, you know, yeah, a Tigers, Cubs, Tigers. I mean, Brewers are really good.
But what percentage? Like, yeah, like 5%?
Yeah, okay.
And again, like, keep winning, figure out, find it out, find a way.
Today says a lot in terms of having this take, but, excuse me.
If you're allowed.
When they crawled out of the slump in July, it looked a lot like it did the first couple games, 10 games or so. This time around in the playoffs,
right,
where they're slowly getting back to what they do. It's a team that believes in strictly winning series. Let's win a series at a time. If they start to hit just a little bit and you implement that, that's got to be the path, right? I still struggle with the fact that I don't think they have a pitching to win a 7-game series.
Ticket text. Might sound crazy, but I'd rather the Lions win than the Tigers. In my eyes, a 0% chance the Tigers win the World Series. They're not close to the same talent level as the others remaining. Every win for the Lions gets us closer to the one seed, a first round bye, and it's important. Even if it didn't matter last year, it's important to finally get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is, but I don't think the one, obviously it'll probably come back and haunt me, to use a Scott Harris term. But I don't think losing one game to the Kansas City Chiefs is going to be the final straw of whether they make a one seed or not.
That's why you and I are on the same page, and so is this texter. Shouldn't be a question. If you can only have one win this week, it's Tigers to win 100 times out of 100, do or die game, and it's the playoffs. Brian on his way to work. We're going to talk about Scott Harris coming up at 8:50. We got the picks coming up. Heather with the news first.
Banana Ball is coming to Comerica Park. Next year, September 18th and 19th, you can see the party animals and the firefighters face off. But you do have to get tickets so you can join the lottery. It's now open, closes on October 31st. And this will be the Banana Ball's debut at Comerica Park. Sounds like it's always a fun time.
Yeah.
And it sells out everywhere.
It does.
Unlike Tiger playoff games.
Do I need to smarm alarm him? I mean, mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
You see, the Dodgers had trouble selling out, too.
I know.
You guys, a fan who spent hundreds of dollars for tickets to what he thought would be one of LeBron James's final NBA games is now hoping to recoup some of his money in small claims court because he is suing LeBron over his second decision stunt. So this fan is suing for fraud, deception, and misrepresentation and says that he was deceived out of hundreds of dollars. He was under the impression that LeBron was going to announce his retirement and not this collaboration with Hennessy. So he went and bought tickets. He's suing for $865.66. That's the price he paid for two tickets. He wants his money back. How dare you?
Well, nobody made him buy the tickets.
Right.
No.
And he can get some of it back if he resells them.
Yeah. Sure. Just sell them online. I mean, we talked about this when he put out that little teaser video. Like, what's this going to be?
It's either going to be retirement or
it's going to be something dumb. And it was.
What did you guys think it was going to be?
John was of the belief it wasn't going to be him announcing his final season.
No, I thought it was either going to be Space Jam 3 or the fact that it was on Amazon. And Evan pointed out, because we did our pod on that.
Yeah.
It was on the day of Amazon Prime, and he's an Amazon spokesperson.
Okay, so it could have been
neither. Yeah,
that. No, it was Hennessy instead. The family of a high school basketball player who died in 2023 during a game is now suing Detroit Public Schools, alleging that it endangered student athletes. So the lawsuit claims that there was a nurse at Northwestern High School that would like medically clear athletes without actually giving them an exam in exchange for cash. So these student athletes could go in, give this nurse some money, and just she'd say, yeah, you're good to play, you're good to go. Well, the family claims that that scheme led to their son's death. And they say that the district knew, district officials knew about the scheme, but basically did nothing to stop it. This family is seeking damages and legal costs. Paul Pierce was arrested this week on suspicion of driving under the influence. He was actually found asleep behind the wheel of his Range Rover in the middle of traffic on the 101 freeway in California.
Wow.
So officers were actually initially in the area to investigate a crash. There was like a multi-vehicle crash. And while they were investigating, officials noticed this car kind of parked in the middle of traffic, like I think going the opposite direction.
Wow.
And it was him. They said they noticed right away signs of impairment. They conducted a DUI investigation and he was arrested.
Remember when Paul Pierce walked from like his apartment?
Oh, that
all
was
the way
him.
It was.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the Celtics lost.
He should have been doing that.
I know.
He proved he could walk a very long distance in what, his bathrobe and slippers.
Yeah.
He could have walked from wherever he was.
Yeah.
He should have made that decision. Listen to this. There's a bar in Florida that live streams its customers' activities so people can watch at home. Apparently, it's done this for a long time before social media was a thing. It's called The Elbow Room. It's in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
And they have cameras everywhere. So they've got like a bar camera, a patio camera, a band cam, a beach cam. And it just shows people at the bar drinking, interacting, mingling, I don't know, trying to pick up a date, and you can sit and watch it at home. And like I said, it started back in the day, like 1996, I think they started streaming their bar, but now it's like picking up steam again. People are commenting on it on social media. You can watch for free on YouTube without sound, but if you want sound, you can upgrade, pay $2.99.
That's the bar where a lot of the Panthers hang out. The Stanley Cup was taken there immediately after they won.
Oh, that's cool. Uh-huh. I mean, it could be intriguing if it's a
it's a celebrity hang.
Yeah, to see what people are up to as they're.
Would you actually watch?
No.
I mean, I would tune in for a minute. No, I wouldn't sit down on my couch and be like, let's get my bowl of popcorn
point,
and take it in. But I would
go to the bar yourself then at that point.
There was one person that commented who is 37, but said at home with little baby, like I'm living vicariously through these people. Like I can't get to the bar now, so I'll just watch.
It's Heather with the news. We got the picks next. It's 97.1. Replacing a roof, it's not something most of us look forward to. It's probably not something you've saved up for. It's a big investment, and it always happens at the worst time. It's why choosing the right company matters. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing. Here's why. Local experts, proven track record, every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means your investment's protected for as long as you own the home and if you go to sell it. Plus, Shaner Roofing's earned a 4.9-star Google rating. That's thousands of happy customers, and that kind of trust doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades, quality work, customer care. So, if your roof's aging, if it's leaking, if you know, hey, I got to do something about this, if you're ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
How appropriate, Jim, for the captain to get the first tally of this big season, you know?
Happy centennial, everyone. Today's pitching matchup, Tigers and Mariners. It's Scooble and George Kirby. It's brought to you by Old National Bank. It's a free-for-all Friday. That is Stoney's voice.
That's correct.
For John. Free-for-all Friday means you can call and talk about the Wings if you really want to. I'm really hoping we could talk about the baseball game or the football game. But I understand last night angered a lot of people, myself included. Welcome back, Red Wing Hockey.
Yes, and for those fans of Philadelphia teams, last night was just one of the most brutal in all of history. In fact, somebody put a stat up. Cities in history to have their NHL team lose, NFL team lose, and MLB team lose in the playoffs and be eliminated on the same day. Philadelphia yesterday and Philadelphia October 16th, 1983. God, brutal. Brutal. But anyway, we digress. We need the Tigers to win today.
Look at our teams.
Yes.
How many wins this weekend?
I said one.
You said
I'm a
one.
Pessimist.
And the only win is MSU?
Yeah, because I'm a pessimist.
Hey, happy homecoming, Spartan fans. That's the only win. So you think the Tigers lose tonight?
Yeah.
You think the Lions lose Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You think Michigan goes out west and loses to USC.
Mm-hmm.
And you think the Red Wings lose to the Maple Leafs.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to fight you on the hockey one. I'm going to fight you on all the other points.
That's okay.
But that's the beauty of it, guys.
Right.
So 248-539-9797. On the Tiger front, there's a lot on the line tonight.
Yeah.
And I think the person who has the most on the line tonight isn't even picking up a bat and isn't even throwing a ball. We could talk legacy game for Scooble and making up for last year. We could talk about the bats and come on, you got to deliver Riley Green, Torkelson. Scott Harris has the most riding on this game.
Yeah, but that has no bearing on tonight's game.
Right, but if they win, does he win is my question.
Yeah, to a certain, I guess in his mind maybe, but not to my mind.
I'm asking you and the fans.
No, he doesn't win because he still could have made the team better. Without getting guys like Paddock and even guys, you know, Seawald and go on and on. Finnegan was a good signing, a good trade. That's it. And they didn't get a bat.
Look, they're doing this in spite of him and his deadline. But if I was him, the case I would make would be the case he made at the deadline. The team that makes the flashiest moves doesn't always advance. Seattle added two bats. Yankees added a whole new bullpen.
How about San Diego?
Where are they? Yeah, San Diego gave up their top prospect. Where are they at? I'm looking for them. Are they on Fox this weekend? Like, in a lot of ways, Scott Harris wins if the Tigers win tonight.
Well, Chicago, the Cubs, they were criticized for being quiet at the deadline. Look at them. They could knock out the Brewers, best record in baseball. The Brewers didn't make a big splash, did they?
No.
No.
But they got back the pitcher. I'm losing it. He came back in the middle of the year. Brandon, is it Webb? I think so. Anyways, I can't think of it. But the Dodgers, they didn't make a huge move.
No, they didn't.
Toronto?
No.
So all four could say, yeah, the splashiness at the deadline doesn't matter in October as much.
I know more than the fans. Well, I mean, he would never, he's not going to go into a microphone, and I certainly wouldn't expect him to do anything like that. But from a perception standpoint, he would be the big winner. And the flip side is also true, by the way. If the Tigers lose tonight, I mean, there will be someone who performs poorly that you could single out.
Right.
But it's going to be about, hey, Scott, remember the deadline? Remember how haunting you thought it would be to give up a prospect? A single prospect of note? Pretty haunting to lose the same way in the same game that you did the year before.
Correct.
You didn't do enough to improve this organization. It rests on you primarily. So to me, he has the most riding on this game tonight. It's a Scott Harris game more than it is a Scoobel game.
I get
more than it is a Torkelson game, more than a Riley Green game.
I get it, except I don't even know if he cares. As far as, you know, his... Well,
he shouldn't.
No, he shouldn't.
But we do.
Yes, the perception of us would...
Especially,
let's say, Suarez has a huge hit tonight to win the game.
Yeah. And Stoney, I don't think he cares, but I don't do a show for Scott Harris.
Oh, I know.
We do a show for the listeners, so yeah. We want to know, do they view it that way? That if they win, he wins, and if they lose, he loses, that he has the most riding on this game tonight?
I think he loses... In my mind, if they don't win the World Series, and here's the reason why, I just think there were opportunities to make the team better, whether it was getting Bednar in addition to Finnegan, Suarez or some other bat, the inability to move, at least to, and what we believe, if we believe prospect lists, prospects like 5 through 10, one of those to get to better your team, I think that's a failure.
World Series or he failed?
At the deadline, yes, absolutely.
If they advance further than they did last year and they advance further than the teams that bought, while it's not how I wanted him to conduct the deadline, I have to lay down my sword, just to be fair. It's how I view it. 248-539-9797. You guys don't have to.
I know.
Sony, that position's entirely fair because you're always going to want it more.
Yeah.
We could have done more. Wherever the season ends, if it's not with them as the last team standing,
right,
could one more piece have made all the difference, especially the closer you get.
Yes.
If you find yourself in Game 7 of the World Series and you lose, could you sit there and go, I wish we had one more piece?
Now, let's say, you know, that, you know, Finnegan continues to do well and maybe even Rafael Montero gives them something. Then you can sit there and say, yeah, you know, the deadline stuff worked a little bit, but until that happens, no.
How about wins for now?
Yeah.
It depends on how some of these prospects pan out.
That's true as well. Obviously, not everyone's going to turn into a stud. And the other story, I don't know if it's true or not, what John Morosi intimated that Troy Melton was a part of any kind of ask for a team, and he refused to give up Troy Melton.
Okay, I'm not...
I don't know if it's true or not.
So all I would say, and I haven't asked Morosi about it, but I did see that. We had Morosi on around the deadline,
right,
and that was not the narrative at the time.
Correct.
So it would become a very convenient narrative as Melton pitches better. See, this is the guy they wanted. Well, I didn't hear that report at the deadline.
True.
At the deadline, it was, could you give up Hayu Lee or Max Anderson,
right,
guys in the back end of your top 10, not Clark or McGonagall,
no,
but a top 10 guy to go get a proven impact bat or arm or both.
Right.
And the answer was no and no.
Right.
248-539-9797.
By the way, the pitcher I was thinking of is Woodruff. He came back in,
right,
July for the Brewers. They got red hot. He won like his first 7 or 8 starts. Now he's out again. That was like an ad for them because that's when the Brewers took off this year.
Correct. Well, they win like 13 in a row or something like that.
Yeah.
The Scott Harris question, and then the game itself. Let's talk a little bit about tonight and whether people are optimistic or not, because I know it's been a yo-yo, a roller coaster ride for Tiger fans. We'll talk about the game tonight and Sunday night with the Lions. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.